Welcome to the Rockstar Achievers Podcast with your host, Catherine M. White, founder and CEO of Accelerated Results 365. If you're an overachiever who's ready to hear what today's bleeding edge successful professionals are doing to create success in their business, you've come to the right place. On the show, Catherine interviews rockstar achievers who share their incredible tips, such as how they plow through roadblocks, outsmart the competition, grow a flourishing business, and reach unparalleled levels of performance. So kick back and get ready for a power-packed, insightful discussion with today's rockstar achiever.
Hello, everyone. I am very delighted to have with me today Diane Haugen. She is with the North Seattle Chamber of Commerce, and she wants to live in a world where people are inclusive, innovative, and successful in reaching your goals. Having spent 4 years as an executive director of the Lake City Chamber of Commerce, Diane engineered a partnership between the Lake City and Northgate Chambers to create the North Seattle Chamber of Commerce, also known as NSCC, in 2012, which then resulted in a larger, stronger network of businesses in the Northeast Seattle area. Diane orchestrates ongoing networking functions, publishes the Chamber's weekly e-newsletter, and assists members in building their businesses. She produces the North Seattle's annual summer festival, Salmon Fest Seattle, and the Lake City Salmon Bake. In 2012, NSCC was awarded the management contract to operate Lake City Center, LCCC. Diane is responsible for operations and programming at LCCC. She has filled the local gap in activities for seniors with meals, education, and social programming. She began arts education classes for adults in 2016. Prior to working with NSCC, Diane spent 13 years marketing and managing senior care communities in King and Snohomish counties, and 4 years as an entrepreneur food manufacturer. When she's not working with the Chamber, you'll find Diane developing recipes and posting her successes on her new Facebook page, Kitchen Witch of the North, and she is also developing a new online retail shopping site. Wow, Diane, you have a very diverse background and very diverse skills and interests. I think that is just incredible.
Thank you.
Sure.
It's been quite a road.
I would imagine so, and we are very excited to hear about that road. I did want to ask you, though, I was very intrigued by your Kitchen Witch of the North, and how did you come up with that name?
You know, my husband and I used to joke about me being a kitchen witch. I used to have a huge garden, vegetable garden. I had fruit trees. I had herbs. And we would use the herbs in particular for health benefits, actually, at that time. And this was many years ago. And he would just call me a kitchen witch because I would, in a sense, you know, use the herbs for our own healing. And he thought that was kind of magical and wonderful. So it was a nickname that stuck.
Oh, I love it. I love it. And the food that you post on your Facebook page looks absolutely delicious.
Thank you. It's now a hobby, but I'll tell you that my years as a food manufacturer were just delightful. My goal there was to get my recipes on grocery store shelves. And it was quite a journey getting from, you know, just developing the recipes, securing a commercial kitchen, getting licensed to produce food for the public, and then promoting it to higher-end grocers. It was an exciting journey, and I would do it again. It was Seattle is really a hotbed for food manufacturing entrepreneurs. It really is. You might have heard of like Mama Lil's hot peppers. They're sometimes offered in restaurants. They're available online, and that's a Seattle-based organization. They started out selling at farmers markets, and now they're a national product.
Mm-hmm.
It was quite.
Wow.
It was a wonderful thing, and I had hopes that would happen for me. In my case, you know, one of the hurdles was getting into the right stores at the right time and having the capital to do that. You know that that's one of the challenges of small businesses. And as it turned out, there were some changes that kind of stopped me in my tracks. However, When I ended up closing that business, which was called Le Commensal Gourmet Foods, which means eating at the table together, I closed it with a really warm heart because I really did achieve my goal. I had my products in grocery stores, better grocery stores, wine shops, gift shops, up and down the Puget Sound area, and I felt really good about getting where I got. And I plan to do it again someday, probably a different product line, but I plan to do it again.
Mm-hmm. Wow, that's wonderful. And you obviously keep yourself very busy as you've been involved in many different things. And with your work there as the executive director at the Lake City Chamber of Commerce, it sounds like you have really done a lot to build up that organization. Would you like to share a little with us on how you got involved with working with the chamber?
Sure. The North Seattle Chamber, of course, is a blended chamber. It was the Lake City and Northgate Chambers, and we created North Seattle because it made sense. It's a situation that is typical in many neighborhood chambers where you really need to stretch your reach. And the way that I got involved in this is it started what feels like 100 years ago, where I was regularly attending a chamber breakfast in another area, and I was amazed to see how people grew businesses successfully through relationships they made there. It wasn't just coming and socializing. These are people that knew how to work the room. They knew how to build relationships, and they followed up. I enjoyed watching how the breakfasts were run, there was shared limelight. It was very much a group effort to put the breakfast on, and everybody had time to be focused on. So after 13 years of managing and marketing senior care communities, I was ready for a change when the position at the Lake City Chamber came up. The timing was perfect for me. The timing was perfect for them, and that was 8 years ago. So really, it was something that was always in the back of my mind, always thought it would be fun, and always thought I would be good at it, and all of that has been true. So I'm happy about it. And really, it was a perfect time for me to come in because the chamber was really in a place where it was set to grow, it was set to modernize, and it needed somebody that could carry them forward through that. So I was able to do that.
That's very clear that you were able to do that. I would say you were the person for the job, for sure.
Thanks.
So what would you say attributed to your success in all that you have done for the chamber?
Well, you know, I'm actually a person of vision, and I also am someone that likes to engage other people and engage new ideas. So unafraid of hearing the word no is really important. Being able to have conversations with people, being able to not so much persuade in a sales way, but more like the ability to reason and to be the observer. So here we have a situation. Let's look from the outside in and see what needs tweaking, what's working, what's not working, and let's really troubleshoot where we can take it from here. You know, what's outdated? You know, asking the hard questions about that. Our Lake City Chamber had been in place at that time for about 69 years, and it certainly had both feet entrenched in the past. So being able to bring it forward with everything, I mean, this is probably hard to believe now, but I mean, at that time, you know, we're talking paper newsletters. So it was, very antiquated in that way. And so I was able to bring it forward, modernize it in that way, start educating our members, thinking about who our membership was at that time, and really building a younger group, bringing a younger group into the chamber has helped move it forward. And we're seeing that happen now with Gen Xers, for example. We're millennials. We're seeing our president is a millennial, so engaging him and engaging his knowledge has been hugely helpful for the chamber. So it's really about being open to new ideas, being open to new generations of people that have information I don't, and finding that we still have an exchange that's useful for both of us. I can teach them something, they can teach me something.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Those are definitely very important in having a vision, engaging other people, having those ideas, and just being open. And you clearly have done a lot of that. You clearly have a vision, and you can see that in all that you've been involved in. That's incredible.
Well, and so, I think that perseverance is also key. You know, you can't stop. When you hit a roadblock, you can't let that stop you. You need to come back, pick yourself up, and go, even if an idea fails. You know, what is a failure, really? It's an opportunity to take a look and assess and move forward again. Whether that failure is an idea, whether that failure is a business, whether that failure is a job, or whatever it is, it's like picking yourself up, brushing yourself off, letting it go, and moving forward. Because really, it doesn't matter where you've been. What matters is where you're going.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. What a great message to share with our listeners. Thank you.
You're welcome.
So do you have an example that you could share with us as far as a roadblock that you had faced as you were working towards your successes?
In this position, the roadblock is usually time. There are always more projects to do than I have time for. Because I balance my work between the Chamber of Commerce and a local community center, because we operate it, there's a huge disparity of time. And so I'm always working and really working on time management. We're talking, consistent list making, consistent prioritizing, not letting interruptions get in my way. I'd say that is the hardest thing. And also just being very conscious, utilizing the tools that we have now, being able to use conference calls instead of calling a meeting, scheduling telephone calls, which is not something that was always necessary. It is necessary now with traffic, with time. It's hard to get people in one room at the same time. So I would say that is probably the biggest challenge. And the way that I overcome it really is organization. It really is. It's about staying on top of it, because if you don't, you really can't be effective in business today. And this job, as well as most jobs, just require that kind of tenacity to keep accurate, accurate records on your calendar and follow through with what you're doing. So that you can feel the successes of getting the job done. There's nothing like that.
Definitely. And those, I think, are roadblocks that many people are experiencing. And I love how you said earlier that you're going to hit those roadblocks, but you can't stop. You have to keep going and persevere. Which is obviously something that you have done and you continue to do.
Yeah, it's key, actually. Having a positive attitude is critical, no matter what. So whatever life hands you, whether it's in your work, your business, whatever it is, the only response is yes. Because when we say no to what the universe hands us, then that's when we create the roadblock ourselves. So if you say, yes, I can take care of this, I will take it. Find the silver lining. Really worked. It's not always easy. But find the silver lining. People will be amazed that you can do it, and it will help you overcome the stress of unexpected things happening to you, in whatever case it is, whatever part of your life. Treating people well and making them a priority in my day, making sure that I'm the bright spot whenever I can be. I'm the bright spot no matter who it is. Those are things that make a difference in my day, and it makes a difference for someone else. It helps us all succeed.
Absolutely. So in your work with the Chamber, you obviously work with a lot of other individuals, a lot of businesses. How would you say that you pass all this great information on that you're sharing with us today? How do you go about passing that on to the people that you're working with to help them to get past their roadblocks and reach the success that they're looking for?
In my weekly newsletters, I always have my own column. So I address an aspect of business that opens the conversation, whether it's about your business plan, whether it's about networking, whether it's about keeping your customers happy, and how do you know if they're happy? Staying on top of technology and what is this social media and how important it is, or ask the question, is it important to you? So I'm always opening the conversation, and I typically do get responses from my column for people saying, well, how do I do that? I see you're online. I see you're on Facebook. You know, how can I do that with my business? So people reach out to me, and then especially when I have new members that I know may be new in their business, I'm routinely reaching out to them. So I'm picking up the phone. You know, old technology, pick up the phone. How are you doing, Joe? You know, how are things going in your business? Is there anything I can do for you? So when I see a chamber member or I talk to them, the first thing I'm going to be saying is, how are things going and what can the chamber do for you? And they'll usually tell me what they need, and it's quite frequent where I can make a connection for them. I can introduce them to someone. I can introduce them to a resource online or a resource that we have. So, you know, I help people solve problems. And I think I'm really known for that. That's probably the best way that I can help people overcome their roadblocks. I really help them solve the issue, ask the right questions, do a little coaching in that way, and make sure that they're not trying to fix something that's not broken, making sure that they're looking at the key issues that might be affecting their business. And we also, simply coaching about how they talk about their business, how they communicate about it. So I keep my ears open about, you know, what am I seeing online from them, or what am I hearing them say about their business? Is that favorable, or is it something it's not as effective as it could be? I go out on a limb sometimes. You know, I will offer sometimes unsolicited advice, but kind unsolicited advice about other ways that they might be doing, they could do what they could do. Most people appreciate that. You know, there will always be people who want to stay where they are, and we certainly see that too. We see people who, you know, reject social media where they might still be sending postcards. I don't know. It's hard to see that. There aren't many businesses where snail mail is the most effective way of communicating with customers. People that reject current technology are those who stay behind, and they are not actually an active part of the current business community, where people that are open to new ideas and are open to technology, they're finding some of those openings through the chamber, through me, and being able to get to know their local business community better than ever. It's about using the tools that we have, and so I end up being a place where they can find the tools they need. I'm constantly asking the questions, you know, how can we help you? What can I do for you? What's not working? You know, I can talk to them personally and about that, privately about that, and really help them identify and feel comfortable saying, I really need help with X. What can you do?
So. Mm-hmm. Well, that's wonderful. You obviously do a lot for a lot of people, and I love the approach that you take in helping people get through their struggles and to move forward in their business. You certainly have a lot of tools that you can share with each other, and you are certainly a great resource to go to. And I thank you for sharing today. I really appreciate all the information that you have given us, and I once again want to thank you and hope that you have a fabulous day and continue on with your successes.
Thank you for tuning in to the Rockstar Achievers Podcast. If you are looking to reach new levels of success by plowing through your roadblocks, outsmarting your competition, growing a flourishing business, or reaching unparalleled levels of performance, go to www.acceleratedresults365.com or email Catherine at Catherine@acceleratedresults365.com and learn how you can get started with Accelerated Results 365 today.